today's word is aviatophobia. Aviatophobia. A-V-I-A-T-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. That is a fear of flying. It's also aviophobia. And this refers to people who are afraid of being in airplanes or helicopters or anything like that. I had this one for a little while, and I decided that I was going to face my fears. I ended up getting a job where I was constantly flying around the country. I went from being a white knuckle flyer, absolutely terrified of everything, to really enjoying it, to later on, eventually, becoming a flight attendant. You never can tell. Avisophobia. Avisophobia. A-V-I-S-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. That is a fear of birds. So if you've ever seen the movie, The Birds, which is an Alfred Hitchcock movie, totally worth seeing. It's really good. These people have very good reason to have avisophobia. And that is a real thing. There are some people who are absolutely terrified of birds. Bacillophobia. This is the fear of microbes. You know, it's different from being somebody with a fear of germs. Germophobia is what we typically refer to it as. Bacillophobia is dealing with specifically microbes. The next one's very similar, but come back next week to find out what that is. Bacteriophobia. B-A-C-T-E-R-I-P-H-O-B-I-A. This is the fear of bacteria. I said last week that this was similar to the one that I did last week, which was bacillophobia, the fear of microbes. And this one is bacteriophobia, fear of bacteria. So what's the difference between microbes and bacteria? Let's take a look. Microorganisms can be unicellular, which are single cell, multicellular, which is multiple cells, or acellular, which means lacking the cells. They include bacteria, fungi, protists, some green algae, and even viruses. Bacteria are single-celled microbes that lack a nucleus. So while a bacteria is a microbe, or microorganism. Bacteria are single-celled microbes that lack a nucleus. That means that not all microbes are bacteria. So one is the other, but that doesn't go both ways. Ballistophobia. I kind of guessed what this one was just by looking at the spelling, which is B-A-L-I-S-T-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. Ballistophobia. So that totally makes sense if you think about the first half of that word being similar to the word ballistics. Ballistophobia is the fear of missiles or projectiles, or the fear of being shot. I think that's a pretty rational fear to have. Barophobia. B-A-R-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. This is the fear of gravity. And if you've ever seen the movie Sandra Bullock, she was in the movie called Gravity. Some people love it, some people hate it. I'm of the opinion that it was actually a decent movie. So y'all are going to rag on me for that, I'm pretty sure. But barophobia is a very real thing for some people. They do have a very real fear of gravity, and they curse Sir Isaac Newton's name every single day because he was the one who was able to give their fear a name. Basophobia. Basophobia. This is the fear of walking. Basiphobia or basophobia, Basiphobia. Both of those are the fear of walking, but basophobia can also be seen as a fear of alkaline soils. So the fear of walking or the fear of soils with alkaline in them. Bathymophobia. This one does not match up the way that you would think. This is not the fear of bathtubs or the fear of bathing. Bathymophobia has two different definitions. One of them is the fear of stairways or steep slopes, or the fear of walking, just like last week. That was basophobia. Bathymophobia also includes the fear of walking. So Bathymophobia. Last week was Basophobia. So this is a little bit longer word, but it essentially partly means the same thing. This is a long one. Bathysiderochromophobia. That's Bathysiderochromophobia. Goodness gracious. Bathysiderochromophobia. I cannot say that in a single breath. This is the fear of subways or underground transport or metros. Are you afraid of the subway? Are you afraid of the underground transports? Are you afraid of the metros? I used to have this fear. I had to get down there and actually get into them. But this is one of those fears that a lot of times it is based in a trauma.